Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about unnecessary trouble and read to you from 2 Kings chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. That's where we read this. Then Jehoash, king of Judah, captured Amaziah, king of Judah, son of Jehoash, the son of Ahaziah, at Beth Shemesh, and he went to Jerusalem and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, 400 cubits. Now verse 14. And he took all the gold and silver, all the articles that were found in the house of the Lord and in the treasuries of the king's house and hostages, and returned to Samaria. Amaziah was the king of Judah, the realm of the two southern tribes of the descendants of Israel. In general, Amaziah was a good and godly king. You can read about that in 2 Kings chapter 14, verse 3. And the Bible tells us of his obedience and his great victories, yet he also fell into unnecessary trouble. And 2 Kings chapter 14, verses 13 and 14, the verses I just read to you, those tell us of the consequences of his foolishness. You see, Amaziah foolishly attacked the king of Israel, the realm of the 10 northern tribes of Israel. Because of his foolish, unnecessary attack on his northern brothers, Jehoash, the king of Israel, captured Amaziah, and he lost his freedom, and for a time he became a prisoner of the king of Israel. Jehoash warned Amaziah, but he wouldn't listen. Jehoash asked Amaziah, "Why should you meddle with trouble so that you fall?" That's in 2 Chronicles chapter 14. Maybe Amaziah wouldn't listen because his army was battle-tested and mighty, yet God gave Israel the victory over Judah to rebuke the idolatry of Amaziah. 2 Chronicles chapter 25, verse 20 tells us that it was because Amaziah started worshiping the gods of Edom. So, King Jehoash, as it says, went to Jerusalem and broke down the wall of Jerusalem. Friends, this was unnecessary trouble. Because of his foolish attack, Amaziah saw the defenses of Jerusalem broken down. And not only did they lose the battle, but they were also weaker against future attacks from any enemy. When Joash came to Jerusalem, he took all the gold and the silver. This was unnecessary trouble. Because of his foolish attack, Amaziah lost the treasure of God's people. Amaziah didn't have the wisdom to see how losing this battle would hurt others as well as himself. This even extended to hostages who were taken from Jerusalem to Samaria, the capital city of the northern kingdom. This was unnecessary trouble. Amaziah made the decision to attack Israel, but the cost of the foolish attack was paid by the whole kingdom of Judah. This is a sober warning to every leader. You need to consider how your foolish decisions bring unnecessary trouble to many other people. You see, Amaziah heard the warning from the king of Israel. Why should you meddle with trouble so that you fall? He heard that warning, but he didn't listen. Many of us fall into the same trap. We meddle with a lot of unnecessary trouble that we should leave alone, and it hurts not only us, but others who are close to us. The name of this king of Judah, Amaziah, that name means strength of Yahweh. But 2 Chronicles chapter 25, verse 11 tells us that Amaziah strengthened himself. Friend, when you find your strength in yourself, you will eventually find yourself in trouble, unable to save yourself. So instead, remember the meaning of Jesus' name. Jesus' name means Yahweh is salvation. As we trust in Jesus, God is our strength and wisdom, saving us from many unnecessary troubles. So today, ask God to give you the strength of Jesus, the salvation of Jesus, and the wisdom to keep yourself away from unnecessary trouble.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.